From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. For weeks after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, there were almost daily protests in Birmingham and surrounding cities. But now, months later, those protests are only happening in Hoover. Activists say other cities have agreed to at least review their policing policies, but they say Hoover has been silent. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
Karen Vance is a member of Alabama Rally Against Injustice, which continues to hold weekly protests in Hoover, where police killed a black man at the River Chase Galleria Mall in 2018. The officers involved were never publicly identified. Vance says there are many red flags and talks are at a standstill.
We want them to listen to us, and until they listen and actually start to change things, then we're going to keep protesting.
Earlier this month, about a dozen demonstrators staged a die-in at the Galleria, but were met by Hoover police.
They're trying to tell people to go and start recording. They can't do that. This is also a die-in for those of you that are...
Vance says officers used unnecessary force while detaining protesters. Alan Rice is Hoover's city administrator. He says there's a false narrative created around the department, especially the way they've dealt with protests.
We've seen a recurring narrative where protesters antagonize the police and say and do things that they may have a constitutionally protected right to do, but that certainly set the stage, and the police have shown tremendous restraint.
Rice says city officials aren't ignoring the protesters' demands. Mayor Frank Brocato did meet with them once, but Rice admits Brocato's re-election campaigning got in the way of further conversations. He says now that Brocato has been elected for another term, city leaders can focus on dialogue with groups willing to have productive conversations. Janae Pierre, WBHM.